The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Consumer Report, since we don't have a Reader's Digest yet. We have no sponsor for this month's program, unfortunately. However, if you would like to become a sponsor, or if you have any questions, please contact our office at 919-832-513. Well, as I mentioned at the opening words there, it appears that I have not gotten my Reader's Digest yet. Therefore, we, unfortunately, I guess, must spend our time with Consumer Reports today. That's all right. Hopefully next week I will have the Reader's Digest. This program is actually recorded a couple of weeks before it broadcasts, and by that time I certainly hope I'll have a Reader's Digest for the next session. Anyway, let's start off with a word from the President and CEO of Consumer Reports, Marta El Talado. Whether you believe that it talks, is the root of all evil, or is what makes the world go round, we can all agree on one thing when it comes to money. Having a little bit more of it can make a big difference for our families. Finding some extra dollars in your bank account doesn't always require cutting corners or asking for a raise, though there are countless everyday ways you can start saving money now that you may not be aware of. This month, we're cluing you into the savviest strategies from our in-house experts and researchers, so you can pay less and get better value whenever and wherever you enter the marketplace. From shedding dollars off your car insurance premium to identify hidden discounts at the drugstore, our complete guide will have you keeping more and spending less on a host of common necessities. Inside, you'll find simple tips to reduce common strains on your appliances so that they work effectively for longer before they need to be repaired or replaced. We'll introduce you to the world of online haggling, walk you through methods to bring down your property tax assessment, and help you sort out which products are ripe for savings and which you should never skimp on. There are more important things in life than money, of course, but at CR, we also know that a penny saved is a penny you can use to plan for your future or feel more secure. That's the peace of mind we strive to deliver, and that you and your family can enjoy many happy returns. Well, before we get into those really cool ways to save money, let's look at the feedback. Our December 2017 article, Shop Online with Confidence, which we read on this program, we offer strategies to help readers avoid scams and save money when making purchases online, especially for holiday gifts. To cash in on information to join our conversation, go to cr.org/shoptips0218. In reply to Shopping for a Worthy Cause, I have used iGive.com shopping portal for many years. The percentage each merchant agrees to give to your chosen charity is clearly listed, and at the end of the year you get a report on the amount you gave to your chosen cause for the year. I saw that Sam's Club one-day sale featured an LG refrigerator at a secret price, revealed to be $7.99 at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The item listed for $18.99 on LG's website. It was instant pandemonium. The site was crashing. A family member had to get through them using the telephone. Editor's note, although online shopping can yield a great prices without requiring you to collide with crowds of shoppers, there's still plenty of virtual competition, especially if software bots are also buying up the item. So if you know a sale is coming, set up an account with the site ahead of time to make checkout faster. But if you're having site trouble yet, yes, a good old-fashioned phone call might help you secure the discount. Caring Conversation. The December 2017 Consumer Reports article, Getting Help at Home, includes information about Meals on Wheels in the section Help with Home Care Bills. The article states that free meals and then tells about the Meals on Wheels program. There is usually no set fee, but recipients are asked to make a donation toward the cost of the meal. Meals on Wheels programs rely on these donations to help them cover their costs and to be able to serve more people. Editor's note, Meals on Wheels told us that depending on your financial situation, recipients might be asked to make a contribution. But that's not always so. For the approach to asking for recipient donations varies by community, a spokesperson says. To find out more about the organization, you can go to MealsOnWheelsOfAmerica.org. At age 50, my wife and I opened a mutual fund Roth IRAs with the objective of self-funding our long-term care. This approach has three advantages over the expensive insurance offered for long-term care. One, unlike long-term insurance plans, which cover less and less of actual cost of long-term care over time, the Roth IRA can be expected to increase in value as long as long-term care costs increase. Two, statistically, only one of us will need long-term care, and that person is unlikely to need it before 85, giving us time to build and share our accounts. If neither of us needs to use the funds for long-term care, the money goes to our children, not to an insurance company. Eric Johnson, Princeton, New Jersey. Editor's note. We're glad that you're saving for long-term care, but keep in mind that the contribution limit for Roth IRAs is $5,500 per year, plus $1,000 for those 50 and older. If you put the max each year of a Roth IRA for, say, 10 years, you might have about $80,000, assuming a 4% average return. But inflation rates for health care and assisted living costs are rising at about 6% or more annually. You could definitely make a dent in your long-term care costs, but you can't expect to fully cover them if you have years of disability. Funding your own care can be very difficult, so it's a good idea to look at all your options, including insurance. Sunroof scares. In reply to Shattered, the sunroof in our SUV shattered last summer. At that time, the car was 2 years into a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Unfortunately, it was 137 miles over the 36,000 miles. The car manufacturer offered no assistance. Our next vehicle will not have a sunroof. This happened to me in my brand-new luxury vehicle. On a trip with my wife, there was a loud exploding sound. I looked around up and up to see that my sunroof had exploded. The dealer was difficult to deal with to get this resolved. It had been 8 weeks, and I still don't have my car fixed. The paint job on the back of the car was damaged as well. Luckily, we were not injured. The issue here is not the things that happened, but rather that manufacturers should take ownership of the incident and repair the car without a fight. Thanks for your well-researched report on exploding sunroofs. Although you alluded to the increasing prevalence of sunroofs on new cars, you didn't mention a simple remedy. Many car buyers, ourselves included, have elected to buy a lower trim level because it was available without a sunroof. They're noisy, especially combined with a roof rack. If a Lovix boss is above the sunroof, it's no purpose whatsoever. Drilling discussion. Great December article on cordless drills. I would advise, well, we didn't really read that, so I'm going to skip that. Snapchat. In your article, Picture Perfect, Rating Photo Print Services use the phrase print quality, but I'd also want to know the quality of the paper on which the image is printed, for example, the finish, glossy or matte. Editor's note, the panelists who judge the imaging quality attributes reviewed prints only on glossy photo paper because it allows us to see the inherent capabilities of the printer unimpeded. We don't use matte paper because it introduces artifacts, slightly softening the details and making it more difficult to compare photos. Eliminating the surface light reflection qualities of each service's papers was beyond the scope of this texting project. Regarding photo printing services, you failed to mention one factor that may make the technical evaluations of photos moot. Prints ordered and picked up from local businesses, CVS, Walgreens, Target, etc., are printed in those particular local stores. Therefore, the photo quality is dependent on the printer used, the skill level and attendance of the printer operator, and the photo paper used. These can vary greatly from place to place and even from day to day in the same place. My advice is to stick with one place if you find a good one. Helping Hand. Concerning your article about a lack of CPR training, as a recently retired 911 operator, I can tell you that when you call 911, the operator you reach is trained to help you perform CPR, even as they are simultaneously sending a medic response to your home. I would encourage everyone to make the call. Toilet Talk. I got a chuckle out of Santa's Other Throne ad in the Selling It section of December 2017 issue. While a toilet seems to be an odd gift, it might also be a very thoughtful one. A few years ago, this was my Christmas gift to my parents. I gave them a new, modern, comfortable height toilet. Being older, they welcomed the easier-to-access increased height. Also, as a new model, they appreciate its lower water usage and resistance to clogs. Not every gift needs to be electronics, food, or clothing to be thoughtful. Something used every day might be a perfect gift, although it does get a laugh. Editor's note, we agree. For anyone in the market, Turn to page 18 for our latest toilet ratings, which we will be looking at. Insights. Is green tea or the supplement healthy or dangerous? I keep hearing conflicting things. Green tea, the drink and green tea extract, GTE, the supplement, both contain compounds called catechins, which have been found to have antioxidant properties that may prevent cellular damage that can lead to cancer and other ills. However, an excess of catechins appears to harm the liver. GTE, sold on its own and in multi-ingredient blends, and often marketed as a fast fat burner and weight loss aid, can contain dangerously high amounts of these catechins. A study of postmenopausal women published in August 2017 in the Journal of Cancer Prevention Research found that participants who took green tea extract supplements twice a day for 12 months, containing a total of about 1,350 milligrams of catechins, were seven times more likely to have abnormally elevated liver enzymes than those who took a placebo. Those levels are markers for liver injury, much as you might see with alcohol abuse, says Marvin M. Lippman, M.D., CR's chief medical advisor. Consumer Reports believes GTE is so potentially harmful that we include it on our list of 15 supplements to always avoid. Also, dietary supplements are only loosely regulated, so you can't be sure what you're taking contains what's listed on the label or in what amounts. Consumer Reports has long advocated for measures to give the Food and Drug Administration more authority to remove potentially harmful dietary supplements from the marketplace. Drinking green tea is also said to have a number of health benefits, from lowering blood pressure to managing diabetes, but little evidence conclusively tracks up many claims, and we couldn't find any conclusive research showing how much is safe to drink each day. In part, it's so difficult to know the exact amount of catechins you're getting in each brewed cup. Drinking a few cups of green tea each day is probably safe, Lippman says, but limit your intake even more may be safer. A friend told me I can make my sports show look better by adjusting the settings on my TV. What should I do? Sports fans, we're glad you asked. All TVs have a picture setting menu, but not enough people take advantage of the settings to tailor their screens, says Claudio Chiacci, a program leader who oversees CR's TV testing. If your TV allows you to adjust the features independently, we recommend that you shut off the motion smoothing feature, technically known as motion interpolation or motion estimation motion compensation, which goes by the brand names such as AutoMotion Plus, Samsung, or TrueMotion LG, but leave the anti-blurring processes on. This will reduce blurring during sports programming without overly smoothing the look of movies and primetime TV shows, which typically have a slightly jerky camera style. My car salesman is pushing me to buy an extended warranty because I put a lot of miles on my car per year. Is it worth it? You might be tempted to roll the cost of an extended warranty into your new car purchase, but that means you're paying up front, including interest, for a service you won't use for years, says CR analyst Mel Yu. Yu recommends waiting until your car is near the end of its original warranty and then shopping around for a factory-back extended warranty, if you still want one. By then, you'll know how reliable the car is and how much repairs cost. In our 2013 survey, many car owners told us that they would wound up spending more on the extended warranty than they would have to fix it during the coverage period. Get quotes from several dealers, not just the one you bought your car from, and don't be afraid to haggle. More insights. How to use a fire extinguisher. If you have a fire extinguisher in the house, but you aren't sure where it is or it's coated in dust, it's good as useless. Owning the right fire extinguisher is crucial, says Don Huber, Director of Product Safety at Consumer Reports, but so is having one in the right place and knowing how to use it. Our tests show that heavier extinguishers contain more flame retardant and are able to deliver it quicker, so we recommend that you buy the largest one you can comfortably handle. Also, Huber says, make sure your fire extinguisher can handle the three types that are indicated by the letters A, B, and C on the label at right, and there's a picture of a fire extinguisher with the letters A, B, and C. This measures the retardant inside can put out multiple types of fire. Have one multi-purpose fire extinguisher on each level of your home. Also keep one in your garage, plus a smaller supplemented units in the kitchen and car. All the right moves. You shouldn't be reading the owner's manual during a fire, so learn how to use your extinguisher before an emergency, Ruber says. No matter the fire's origin, there are four steps for extinguishing the blaze that are largely the same. remember the acronym PASS. It will help you perform the steps in order, but your safety is paramount. So leave the house immediately if the fire is growing or the room is filling with smoke. Once safely outside, call 911. P. First thing, pull the pin. Hold the extinguisher away from you and release the locking mechanism. Second letter, A. Aim low, pointing the fire extinguisher to the base of the fire. Number three, which is S. Squeeze the lever evenly and sweep the nozzle from side to side, the final S in PASS. Which egg labels matter? This is the food sleuth. And there's a picture of an egg here that has signed Certified Humane, Pasture Raised, USAID Organic, No Hormones, Farm Fresh, Natural Free Range Eggs, and something on the bottom that I can't quite read. Oh, something certified. The first thing, Pasture Raised and Certified Humane. Pasture Raised is one of the best labels for chicken welfare when it appears in the Certified Humane Seal or the American Humane Certified Label, which has similar standards for pasture raised hens. Chickens must have access to a pasture with space to perform natural behaviors, such as pecking for seeds and bugs. No hormones. By law, chickens that produce eggs and those unsold for meat can't be given hormones anyway, so eggs with this claim on the package label are no different from eggs sold without it. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Farm fresh. All eggs come from farms, even if the farm is a big building where chickens are packed into cages, so this labeling claim has no value. The term fresh generally means the product hasn't been frozen, but eggs in the shell should never be frozen. Organic. This seal means eggs were laid by hens fed grains grown without synthetic pesticides and not given antibiotics. The birds cannot be raised in cages and must have outdoor access, though in some cases this would still mean confined conditions in a building with just a small concrete porch. Free-range and American Humane Certified. Free range means that birds aren't kept in cages and have outdoor access, but they may still live in crowded conditions and the outdoor area can be tiny. Look for it with a third-party American Humane certified label to ensure that the birds can access a spacious outdoor run. Natural. People often mistake natural for organic, but the two terms are very different. By definition, an egg is a natural food product, so slapping natural on it has clearly no defined additional meaning. And then they have Time Travelers for TVs. 1948. Some of our first TV ratings are published, but scheduled TV service is only in 11 U.S. cities, and most with just one channel. We also educate consumers about how to adjust the picture using Philco's test pattern. For those of us who are old enough, you remember test patterns. 1950. Our staff evaluates demonstrations of CBS and RCA's color TV systems and urges the FCC to adopt color TV without delay. 1963. 19-inch portable TVs, such as the CR-recommended Sylvania 19POBBN for $150, are all the rage, outselling larger 23-inch models. 1977. Our top-rated color TV is a 25-inch RCA for $750, the largest possible screen size at the time. And a little aside, the picture here is the exact model I bought my parents as a gift for an anniversary in 1977. In 1986, with digital TV just around the corner, we test a new Panasonic's picture-in-picture, but deem it an amusing gimmick, even if it does let you watch Dream of Genie at the same time as sports. 1987, Toshiba. MGA and Sony top our charts for the most reliable TV brands. 1999, we test high-definition sets and found that they live up to their promise of better visuals, praising an $8,000 Sony as certainly the best TV picture we've ever tested. In 2008, Samsung introduces one of its first internet-connected smart TVs. The next year, Netflix starts streaming content directly to TVs, helping popularize the term binge-watch. And in 2017, today, LG OLED TVs, such as the 55-inch Ultra HD, set it right, top our rating charts, and it only costs $1,700. How we test toilets. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. As CR's top toilet tester, John Banta, often has to plunge his hands into our test toilets to dislodge waste. Happily, it's our custom-created simulated waste. compromising 160 polyethylene balls and 7 sponges spiked with number 10 screws for realistic weight, used in our most difficult toilet flush test. We also add 2 non-lubricated latex balloons filled with water. People giggle when they watch our test, Bata says, but solid waste removal is a serious business and critical to CR's overall score for a toilet. In our labs, each sample is connected to a plumbing system that measures the volume of water into and out of the toilet. Once the load is in the bowl, it's flushed with a quick press of the handle, noting how many attempts are required to finish the job. The test engineering to set a high bar in that no toilet, yes tested, can repeatedly clear a boil in one flush. But that's what gives us the data to separate the good from the great. Face off. iPhone X versus iPhone 8. Ready for the new phone? We pitted 2 new iPhone models against each other and found their overall performance to be strikingly similar. So your decision will come down to budget and user preference. The X has a larger display that can present more vibrant, lifelike images, and it employs facial recognition. But it's a bit more delicate if you drop it. This gets fractured in our ergonomic sore. The iPhone 8 has a familiar home button, gone from the X along with its much lower price. Note, the Samsung Galaxy S8 still tops our smartphone ratings chart with an overall score of 82. To read more about our smartphones testing, go to cr.org/iPhones. And the different ratings are the iPhone X is about $1,000, scored 80, and the iPhone 8 is $700 and scored 81. Display size, the X is 5.8, the 8 is 4.7. Display resolution pixels, the iPhone X is 1125 by 2436. The iPhone 8 is 750 by 1334. The battery life hour is about the same, 19 to 19 and a half. Camera rear image quality, both of them are good. Ergonomics, the X is good, but the iPhone 8 is even better. Texting, about the same. Both of them are excellent. Calling, both of them are good. Navigation, both are excellent. Browsing, both are excellent. And music, both are excellent. So really, not a whole lot of difference except the size of the display and the cost. Cool product feature of the month. Flexi fridges. Sometimes you just need more space in your refrigerator to make room for party platters or to squeeze a kid's ice cream cake into the freezer. If so, you might enjoy a new type of kitchen appliance, the Flexi Fridge. It's a refrigerator or freezer with adjustable temperature compartments that can be switched back and forth between fridge and freezer mode. For example, the bottom right chamber on this four-door French Samsung below can be converted from a freezer to a refrigerator, perfect if you want to prioritize produce over popsicles every now and then. And there's a picture of a four-door thing. It's a Samsung. It only costs $3,000. Now, and the Frigidaire has flick a switch, and the single compartment appliance can become a freezer or a fridge. So it's basically one or both. And it's $950. And then there's another Samsung that the top freezer on this Samsung converts to a fresh food compartment with a push of a button. That's kind of cool. How to save a life. Product spark light. Smoke alarms are a must in all homes, and carbon monoxide CO alarms are essential for any home with fuel-burning appliances such as a furnace, water heater, range, and grill. Even those living in homes with all-electric appliances need to install CO alarms because the gas can seep into a house from an attached garage or from a backup generator placed close to living quarters. Almost 100 people in the U.S. died each year from 2012 to 2014 because of accidental exposure to carbon monoxide poisoning. Carbon monoxide produced by consumer products, mostly generators, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The required types of alarms and their placement can vary by community. So before you buy, check with your local building or fire department. Some insurance companies may offer a small, perhaps 5% discount on your premium if you install smoke alarms. If you already have alarms, check the date of manufacture on the label. Replace CO alarms after 5 years and smoke alarms after 10 to ensure accuracy, or sooner if the alarm doesn't sound when tested. Smoke alarm prices start at $5, with CO alarms costing $20 and up. Newer interconnected smoke alarm communicate among devices for whole house protection, hardwired or wireless. If one alarm in in the system senses a problem, all of them will sound. The most effective smoke alarm, called a dual sensor, detects two types of fire, flaming and smoldering, using two technologies, ionization and photoelectric. Install at least one smoke alarm on each floor, including in a finished attic and the basement, in all bedrooms and near any other sleeping area. You should also have a CO alarm on each floor in a finished attic, in the basement, and on an interior wall near the door of an attached garage. We are currently testing combination CD dual sensor smoke alarms new to the market. Watch for ratings soon. And they list three of them here. The First Alert, the CO and photoelectric smoke detector for $70. This battery-powered model detected both high and low CO levels accurately, and it detected smoldering but not flaming fire well. First Alert, the First Alert was SCO50CN. This is the First Alert 3120B. This is a dual sensor for $30. Excellent at detecting both flaming and smoldering fires. This model must be hardwired to a power source. It comes with a battery backup for power outages. And then there's the KID, dual sensor for $30 as well. Tied for first place in our smoke detector ratings, this hardwired model was as adept as the First Alert at sensing both types of fires. Two more with your stroller, and they show a picture of two of them. Four Moms Maxi for $700 for a stroller, 74 average overall score, and then a Baby Jogger City Tour for $200. Also had a high score of 70. And then they both look about the same, except the more expensive one has bigger wheels and sits a little higher. This sturdy and responsive maxi stroller is suitable for infants from birth. It converts to a bassinet or carry-out easily and has a few extra features for busy parents, an electronic dashboard that, among other things, tracks the distance you stroll, as well as a USB charger port to keep your cell phone juiced on the way to go. It also has the pathway lights on the bottom front that act like headlights. CR's take. With the 4Moms app on your phone, you can track your trip statistics, says Joan Muratores, a CR tester for baby and kids products. If you stroll with your baby at dusk or early in the morning, you may also find the pathway lights useful. But without the gadgets, it's basically a middle-of-the-road, solid if expensive stroller, Muratores says. Also worth noting, it's larger and heavy than most at 29 pounds. The City Tour stroller is durable for ages 6 months and up, lightweight at 14 pounds, and compact when folded. It's so compact, in fact, that the stroller can fit into an included bag that has straps like those on a backpack, making it possible to carry it over your shoulders. It's also easy to steer, even if you have only one free hand to push with. CR's take. It's great for traveling parents and easy to fold in just two steps, even with only one hand, Murator says. But our testers often had to manually push down the folded unit to get it to lock into place, and unfolding it is not as easy. While moving, we found the stroller to be very responsive around turns and in tight spaces. Though the stroller was easy to push one-hander, the handle's groove were a bit uncomfortable, and there's little onboard storage. Still confused by how to pick a light bulb? Not that long ago, when your 60-watt incandescent burned out, you simply bought another box of the same. But incandescents were phased out beginning in 2012. Now the bulbs du jour are your energy-saving LEDs, which prefer light color that ranges from warm yellow to cool blue-white. LEDs trim your electric bill, and many manufacturers claim their bulbs last 10,000 to 50,000 hours. If the bulb is used for 3 hours a day, that's about 9 to 46 years. But choosing the right bulb for your room is a little more complicated. Here, a primer to light your path to easy decision. How bright it is. Lumens tell you how much light the bulb emits. More lumens, the brighter the bulb. You want around 800 lumens for a light as bright as a 60-watt incandescent. Actual energy uses. This number will quite low as an LED bulb offers the same brightness as a 60-watt incandescent, uses only about 9 watts. To make things easy, most LED brands note on the front of the package which incandescent the bulb is designed to replace. The package might say 60-watt replacement, for example. Warm or cool. This is called light appearance. On the label, and is shown as a sliding scale from warm or yellow to cool blue. The Kelium K number ranges from 2200 to 6500. Lower K numbers tell you the light is more yellow. Higher numbers mean the light is either white, whiter, or blue. February is the best time to buy humidifiers. Towards the end of the month, you'll start to see good counts on these and other winter items. Mattresses. President's Day sales are a great time to get deals. Snowblowers. If a winter has been mild in your area, retailers will cut snowblower prices to make room for lawnmowers. Oh, that's interesting. 100 calories look like Super Bowl snacks. Right at the heels of a holiday indulgence comes the number one foodie festival of the football season. It's hard to hold back when faced with a tempting array of hot wings, cheesy chips, and brews. To help, courtesy of Maxine Siegel, RD, of the Consumer Reports Food Lab, is our portion guide to game day nauseous. 1.5 tablespoons of Wishbone Chunky Blue Cheese Salad Dressing. 1.5 TGI Fridays Chicken Wings, Buffalo Style. Now, each of these equal 100 calories. 1.75 Hebrew National Beef Franks in a blanket. 9 Lay's Classic Potato Chips. 1.5 inches of Subway Cold Cut Combo Sandwich. 1/24 of a Domino's Large Hand-Tossed Cheese Pizza. 8 fluid ounces of a Budweiser. 8.5 fluid ounces of a regular Coca-Cola. And there are a massive amount of recalls. Let me run through a couple of them. I'll run through all of them. Honda Odyssey. Honda's recalling approximately 800,000 models year 2011-2017 Odyssey minivans in the U.S. because the second-row seats may tip forward during braking. If you're not properly latched after being adjusted or reinstalled after removal, which could lead to passenger injuries. What to do? As we went to press, Honda was still investigating the appropriate repair to help ensure proper latching and will notify owners when that free repair is available. Until then, go to ownershonda.com for proper latching instructions for the second row seat. CR Auto Test Center Director Jeff Stockberger also advises owners can double-check that the seats are secured by hitting the brakes hard without anyone occupying the second row to be sure they're latched. CR.org members can also use our car recall tracker to stay informed about the recalls on your vehicle. Allura Decking. Plycam is recalling 37,500 boards of Allura fiber cement decking and fascia because they can deteriorate and crack. The boards can then break, resulting in a risk of injury from falling through. The recalled decking was sold in 12-foot lengths and came in two styles, a hidden fastener application and a direct screw application. The recalled cement decking and fascia were sold in natural wood color with a wood grain texture at Home Depot as a special order item and at Trademark Exteriors and Kelseyville Lumber as stock items. From February 2014 through June 2017, for between $25 and $30 per board for the decking and about $25 to $40 per board for the fascia. What to do? Stop using the decks with the recalled boards and contact Plycam at 844-452-6787 to schedule a free repair or go to thealiruza.com and click on deck recall. Hoverboards. A total of 13,900 hoverboards, also known as self-balancing scooters, from 7 brands are being recalled because the lithium-ion battery pack could overheat and pose a risk of smoking, catching fire, and or exploding. The bands are Drone Nerds, Go Wheels, Hover Speed, iLive, Smart Balance Wheel, Sonic Smart Wheels, and Tech Drift. The products were sold in stores online between August 2015 and March 2017. Prices range from $150 to $500. What to do? Stop using the hoverboard. For details, contact the company or importer. Drone Nerds, and I'm not going to list all of those. If you have one of those, you just need to check with Consumer Reports. Infant motion seats. Fisher-Price is recalling about 60,000 soothing motions infant seats because the motor housing could overheat and pose a fire hazard. The seats were sold at stores nationwide and online from November 2015 through October 2017 for between $160 and $175. What to do? Stop using the seed and contact Fisher-Price at 800-432-5437 or go to the servicematel.com and click Product Recalls and Safety Alerts to get a full refund. Cake and Knife Sets. Macy's is recalling about 18,900 Martha Stewart Collection whiteware cake knife and server sets because the handles can break during use and pose a laceration hazard. The sets were sold at stores nationwide and online and at military exchange stores between January 2014 and July 2017. The price was about $25 at Macy's and $15 at military exchange stores. What to do? Stop using the set and return it to the place you purchased it for a full refund. Baby jackets. Oshkosh is recalling about 38,000 Baby Begosh quilted jackets because the snaps can detach and pose a choking hazard. The jackets were sold at stores nationwide and online between August 2017 and September 2017 for between $35 and $40. What to do? Do not use the jacket on children. Call Oshkosh at 1-800-692-4674, go to an Oshkosh store, or go to Oshkosh.com for refunds in the form of a gift card. Wiggle Balls. Toys R Us is recalling about 29,000 Bruin infant Wiggle Balls because the toy's rubber knobs and plastic back can detach and pose a choking hazard. The toys were sold at Babies R Us at Toys R Us stores nationwide from June 2016 through January 2017 for about $13. What to do? Stop using the balls and return them to the store for a full refund. For more details, call Toys R Us at 800-869-7787 or go to ToysRUs.com. Sleep Number Beds. Sleep Number is recalling about 12,000 Sleep Number 360 smart beds because the foot warmer under the mattress cover can short-circuit and overheat, posing a risk of burns. The beds were sold in Sleep Number stores and online from April 2017 to August 2017 for between $5,400 and $11,000. Boy, for that, you'd think they'd do more than overheat. What to do? Stop using the foot warmer and follow the owner's manual instruction for disabling it. Call Sleep Number at 800-318-4432 or go to sleepnumber.com/recall to arrange the installation of a free replacement foot warmer. The best seat in the house. Our experts' buying advice and ratings will help you find the right toilet at the right place that you can avoid flushing money down the drain. Give it a whirl. A dual-flush toilet allows you to flush with a reduced amount of water, typically 1.1 gallons. Amount of water the U.S. would save annually if inefficient toilets were replaced with water-saving models, 520 billion gallons. Toilets, where would we be without them? Yet as many times as we rely on them throughout the day, we mostly take them for granted. Toilets are not at the top of most people's minds, says CR test engineer John Bonta, who's oversees toilet testing, at least until they need to buy one during the course of a remodeling project or repair or replace one that stopped working properly. Banta says that two of the biggest mistakes people make when selecting a new toilet or shopping by brand and assuming there's a correlation between a toilet's price and its performance. The same brand can make models that are excellent and models that are only fair. Some of the least expensive models in our test outperform some of the priciest. That's why it's important to refer to your ratings before you buy. Here are some of the key things to consider when it's time to replace your current commode. Focus on the flush. You'll have two main decisions to make regarding flushing when choosing a toilet: gravity or pressure assist, and dual flush or single flush. Conventional toilets operate with gravity flush. Toilets with pressure assist flushing use water pressure to compress air in the tank that forces water into the bowl at high velocity, making a loud telltale whoosh sound. Toilets with pressure assist flushing can be loud, Banta says. They clean the bowl well and can be less likely to clog than gravity flush toilets, although there are some gravity flush toilets that perform just as well. Still, Banta says, if you have kids in the house who throw a lot of toilet paper into the bowl, these can be a good choice. Because they announce that they're being used, you may not want one in your bathroom is near the kitchen, dining room, or bedroom. You'll also need to be sure you have adequate water pressure, at least 25 pounds per square inch in your home. Dual flush toilets are outfitted with two buttons. One allows you to flush with a reduced amount of water, typically 1.1 gallons, to eliminate liquid waste. The other flushes with more water, usually 1.6 gallons, for bigger jobs. If you live in a place where water is expensive, or if you want to reduce the demand on your septic system, you might consider one of these, Banna says. You could also just pick a highly rated single flush model that uses 1.28 gallons per flush or less. The Niagara Stealth, $149, an ultra-high efficiency model that uses 0.8 gallons per flush, is currently being tested in our labs. Preliminary results are promising, but we need to complete testing before we make any determinations. Some dual flush models performed well in our test, and others lacked power and needed to be flushed twice to get the job done. When comfort counts. At 3 a.m., a trip to the toilet isn't something most people look forward to, especially during winter when the seat can feel as cold as the ice on the local skating pond. But a number of toilet seats on the market can make your middle-of-the-night trip less of a rude awakening. The Toto Washlet C200, $700, is a heated toilet seat that also acts as a bidet, spraying a warm, aerated flow of water front or back, and reduces or eliminates the need for toilet paper. After cleansing you, it drives you with warm air. Toto Washlet models can cost more than $1,500 depending on their features. A more affordable alternative is the Brandel LumaWarm Heated Nightlight Toilet Seat. From $160, it has a built-in LED nightlight that illuminates the bowl with a blue glow and a seat with four temperature settings. Keep in mind that you'll need a properly grounded outlet for seats that require electricity. And the second thing you could look at for selecting a shape for a toilet, toilet bowls come in two basic shapes, round and elongated. In general, round bowls, which measure just under 17 inches front to back, are best suited for tighter quarters because they require less space. Measuring roughly 19 inches from front to back, elongated bowls make for more commodious commode. These are popular with people who don't want to feel squeezed on the seat, Banta says. Compact elongated models offer the extra room of elongated bowls and fit the same space as a round bowl. Consider cleaning, number three. Look closely at a standard toilet, and you'll see plenty of crevices and crannies where grime can collect. The trapway, for instance, is the bendy path that waste travels through to reach the piping in your house. Dust and dirt can collect along its contours, making it a chore to clean. Toilets with concealed or skirted trapways eliminate these contours, creating a smooth surface that's easier to clean. Most toilets come in two pieces, a tank and a bowl, that are bolted together, creating a seam between the two that can trap grime. One-piece toilets eliminate that seam, but typically cost significantly more. Get the right height. The rims of most standard toilets are about 14 or 15 inches above the floor. Comfort height toilets add a few inches of altitude with bowls that are closer to 17 to 19 inches high. The extra elevation can make sitting down and standing up easier, especially for people with limited mobility. Those added inches could also make it more difficult for small children and less comfortable for diminutive adults to use the toilet. Keep in mind who will be using comfort height toilet before you install it. You could just provide a little stool for the kids or for adults who have trouble getting up into a higher seat, Banta says. It's not like climbing up into a bunk bed. Royal Flushes. These top toilets features you need that CR recommends. The Water Miser by St. Thomas of Assyria. $350. The toilet's overall score was a 78. This is the highest of all the single flush models we've tested. Although it does use just 1.28 gallons per flush, it's excellent solid waste removal and bowl cleaning in our test and resists drain line clogs. Low maintenance. The Kohler Highline Classic, $425. The Kohler is pricey but does an excellent job at cleaning the sides in front of the bowl, saving you from spending a lot of time on brush duty. It's the second highest rating model of all toilets we've tested, but its pressure assist flush is noisy, so you may not want to install it near a dining area. No Clog Champ. Zoom. Z-U-M. This 1.6 gallons per flush model does a very good job removing waste and sending it farther along the drain line than many other models do, reducing the likelihood of clogs. It's also quiet and has an elongated bowl and a height of almost 17 inches, meaning that most adults should find it more comfortable. Clean machine, American standard, $400. No need for a plumber to install the attic clean. Everything you need to do is job yourself comes in the box. It's quiet, uses just 1.28 gallons per flush, and is a compartment for cleaning solution cartridges that the company says will last up to 9 weeks. We did not test the performance of the cleaning solution. Nice price. The Delta, $150. Although it's one of the least expensive toilets we've tested, the Prelude rated very good for saving water and removing solid waste and excellent for noise and bowl cleaning capability. It packs in a lot of performance at a very pleasing price. And the Strong Silent Type by Delta, $170. The 1.8-gallon per flush Turner saves on water. It's a WaterSense certified, indicating it meets Environmental Protection Agency standards for water efficiency. It has one of the quietest flushes we've tested. It comes with a non-slam lid to ensure quiet operation from beginning to end. Going in style. Wall-mounted toilets can save space challenges, plus add a bit of sleekiness. Sleeky toilets, never thought about that. And there's a picture of one. It looks like it's suspended in the air. It's hanging from the wall. It's a Kohler, and it costs $900. They even have the toilet paper on a sideways stand instead of the up and down like we usually do. The new alternative traditional toilets, wall-mounted models, appear to hover above the floor, floating untethered to any bulky tank. The tank and mechanics are hidden behind the wall, cradled in a cast iron or steel carrier installed between the two studs to provide support. Apart from the aesthetic appeal, the wall-mounted toilets offer practical solutions to a number of problems. For instance, you can mop right under them, and they can be installed at any height from between 15 to 26 inches, depending on the model you choose. Perhaps their biggest selling point is that they save space. These toilets can meet building code clearances where floor-mounted models might not, says John Banta, the test engineer who oversees Consumer Reports toilet tests. In some municipalities, building codes require at least 21 inches in front of the toilet. Wall-mounted models can save as much as 10 inches by making the tank into the wall. All of this convenience comes at a price. Expect to pay several hundred dollars more for this type of fixture, and not counting the cost of professional installation. It could easily cost three times more to buy and install a wall-mounted toilet than a conventional model, Banta says, adding that this is not a do-it-yourself project. If it's a leak, it's going to be in the wall, and it could take a while before you notice anything's wrong. You definitely want a professional to install the toilet to make sure everything is done correctly, Banta says. As a minimum, installing a wall-mounted toilet requires opening a wall, rerouting the water pipes, and, if you plan to keep the same flooring, patching the tile under the old toilet. Because the installation requires extensive reconstruction, it makes sense to have the work done during a renovation, Banta says. What happens if the flushing mechanism gets a crack or there's some other problem at the tank? The panel that houses the flush button pops off the wall to reveal an access to the tank that allows you or a plumber to reach the inside to fix whatever's not working. And now for the feature article, How to Pay Less for Practically Anything. From car insurance to utility bills, from organic food to prescription drugs, our experts' insights and advice will help you shell out less money for a huge variety of products and services. And while you're at it, learn how to make things you already own last longer. Your auto dollars. Three ways to pay less for car insurance. Break up with your insurer. Many consumers stay wedded to their car insurance company for decades, but comparison shopping among multitude insurers every 3 years or so can result in lower premiums. Cover lots of ground fast at thezebra.com, which offers estimates from 18 to 35 insurers, depending on your state. Raise your collision comprehensive deductible. A two-car family could chop $500 off its annual premium by raising its collision deductible $500, up from zero, according to our recent analysis of billions of premiums nationwide. Slice off an additional $141 with a $1,000 deductible. Make your teens crack the books. Adding a new teen driver to your policy can almost double your premium. But students under age 25 who show proof of good academic performance can earn significant discounts, especially in California, Louisiana, and Minnesota. Steer clear of in-car navigation systems. You could save a good deal of money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars, on your next new car or truck by saying no thanks to the built-in navigation option. That's because one of the best tools to finding your way around, your phone, is already in your pocket, and more automakers are integrating Android Auto and Apple CarPlay software into their vehicles. You connect your phone with a USB cord to your car's infotainment system, and driving appropriate apps appear on the car's infotainment screen. In addition to navigation, you can receive phone calls, see text, and select music playlists. For safety's sake, potentially distracting apps such as Facebook and Instagram won't work. Thank goodness. Needless cool car upsells. When you're finalizing a new car purchase, the dealer is likely to suggest add-ons that may seem smart, but are a waste of money based on our experience testing and including VIN etching. Dealers in some states have to tell you that you qualify for an insurance discount if you etch the vehicle identification number, VIN, into your car's windshield or as an anti-theft measure and may charge about $200 for this. Say no. Etching can usually be done less expensively by an independent mechanic, or you can do it yourself for about $20 using an auto engraving kit. Fabric protection. At around $400, this is the most expensive Scotchgard treatment for your seats will ever see. For the same protection, spend a few bucks on a can of fabric protector and spray it yourself. Paint seal it. This roughly $600 add-on is little more than an overpriced liquid wax, the same kind you can buy from an auto supply store for around $10 and apply yourself. Rust-proofing and undercoating. Today's vehicles are manufactured with corrosion protection, making this additional treatment, which can cost about $800, superfluous. Extended warranty. We found that on average, those who purchased an extended warranty spend hundreds more on the coverage than they saved in repair cost. Negotiate tire prices. If you assume you have to pay sticker price on tires, you're probably paying too much. A CR survey in 2016 found that shoppers who negotiated tire prices were successful almost three-quarters of the time and saved a median of $22 per tire. In particular, consumers who shopped at Discount Tire, Firestone Complete Auto Care, and Tires Plus reported success rates of 80% or greater when negotiating. Successful hagglers at car dealerships saved even more, about $28 per tire. Negotiators were much less successful at Costco, where only 33% of customers who negotiated were successful. Haggling works. Want a lower price? Just go online and ask for one. When you're shopping online for a good deal on an espresso maker, a TV, or just about anything else, don't forget this money-saving move. Ask for a better price. In fact, price haggling can work even better online than in physical store. In a recent CR survey of more than 56,000 subscribers reporting on 88,021 online and in-store electronic shopping transactions, we found an impressive success rate among shoppers who tried to talk down the price. Online hagglers outperformed those who negotiated face-to-face, getting a sweeter deal 69 versus 59% of the time. To strike your own bargain, first poke around online and make sure you know what kinds of deals are out there. Then use the live chat feature to call a customer service rep. You won't be able to say something like, "I'm looking for a good deal. If you can take 10% off the price, I'll buy it right now," says Michael Wheeler, who teaches at the Harvest Business School and is the author of The Art of Negotiation, How to Improve Agreement in the Chaotic World. Even if customer service rep can't or won't offer a better price, you may be able to get an extended warranty, free shipping, or other incentives. Your food dollars. Five ways to save on organic. Organic food is generally more expensive than conventional because of differences in production and handling, according to the Department of Agriculture. Still, it is possible to buy organic more cheaply. Buy organic when it matters. Choosing organic reduces your exposure to potentially harmful pesticides and protects farmers as well as environment. Consumer Reports recommends opting for organic for fruits and veggies that have the highest specified residues. That includes carrots, cranberries, green beans, hot peppers, nectarines, peaches, tangerines, strawberries, sweet and bell peppers, and sweet potatoes. An advantage to buying organic meat and poultry is that the animals were raised without antibiotics. Compare prices. It's possible to find organic products for the same price as conventional ones, and occasionally for less. For example, at Costco, 2-pound containers of conventional Saba humus and organic Hanna humus and organic Hanna humus are each $5.99. In the coffee aisle, you can get 2 pounds of Pete's Coffee, Major Dixon's blend, not organic, for $14.69. But 2.5 pounds of Highland Reserve Organic Peru Coffee cost $10.99. Seek out store brands. According to the market research firm Nielsen, a market basket of selected organic store label products cost 18% less than the comparable brand name versions. For example, at Whole Foods recently, Santa Cruz Organic Appliance Applesauce cost $5.39 for 23 ounces, and Whole Foods store brand 365 Organic Applesauce was $2.79 for 24 ounces, or 50% less. Number 4. Look in the freezer case. Frozen organic vegetables may actually be cheaper than fresh, and the nutritional quality is similar. For example, at a local store, a 10-ounce package of Nature's Promise organic fresh green beans is $3.99, and a 16-ounce package of the same brand's organic frozen green beans is $1.99. Check the weight. When organic produce is sold prepackaged at a set price rather than by the pound, it's worth taking the time to weigh a few packages. We found that the amount in the package may exceed the weight listed. Well, next week we'll discuss your health dollars, your appliance dollars, personal finance dollars, technology dollars, major appliances, 8 things to never skimp on, all bunches of stuff is coming. It sounds like a really interesting addition. But meanwhile, we have just about run out of time to our day's broadcast of Reader's Digest Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you'd like to thank all of our past sponsors for their generous contribution to the reading service. If you have any comments or questions or would like to become a sponsor, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time, and thanks so much for listening.